What is the one hormone that is pivotal to your sexual health? Stay tuned to find out.
This podcast is for you, the modern man. I'm Dr. Anne Truong, your host. I'm an intimate health medical doctor and best-selling author of the book, Erectile Dysfunction Fixed. I'll do a deep dive into sexual health and performance and how it affects men of all ages and backgrounds. So let's get started and be sure to visit my website at sexualhealthformenpodcast.com for more information and resources from the show. See you on the inside.
What is the number one hormone that men need to pay attention to? That is testosterone. Testosterone is the male hormone. This would make you a man, give you masculine features, but oftentimes it's hard to understand. And for men, it starts to drop after the age of 35 at 1% a year. And they don't really notice that low level testosterone is contributing to some of the symptoms that they are feeling and may neglect and just think, oh, it's probably stress or it's probably work or it's probably because I had a bad night and don't really think about it. The same thing with women as well, too. Mother Nature think that by the time you're 40, you shouldn't have any more children and therefore she decreases your hormone level. However, this is the hormone you've had since the earlier part of your life that make you feel good, that make you give you your libido and your sex drive, your erection, but then as you get older, it starts to decline. Well, let's talk a little bit about testosterone and what that is. Now, I'm going to show you the slide that really testosterone, it's being controlled by the hypothalamus by gonadotropin releasing hormone, GnRH. And that's released in your brain in the hypothalamus, and then it goes to your pituitary gland, and then that goes to your testicles, which then produces testosterone. Testosterone is produced 90% in the testicle and 10% in the adrenal gland. And you have primary hypogonadism, which is low testosterone or low T, and secondary hypogonadism, which is low testosterone. But it doesn't matter. Your cell senses it as low T. And I want to show you this picture because this picture shows a complex interaction between your brain and your testicles and then the negative feedback loop of your testicles and testosterone back to your brain. So I hear stories of my patient and my friends ordering testosterone from Canada or another country, get sent to them here, and they themselves manage their own testosterone injection and don't follow up with blood work, do not see a doctor to help them manage this, and they don't know the side effects that this can cause. We're not talking about simple treatment here. We're talking about a complex hormone that's released in the brain that interact in your testicles, and then there's a negative feedback loop. There are multiple organs and systems that are involved, and it can be aromatized or converted into estrogen, which is a female hormone. It can also be converted to another hormone called dihydrotestosterone, or DHT, which is inflammatory to the prostate. It can also increase red blood cell count, which can contribute to clotting and some of the side effects that you hear from testosterone. Now, testosterone, if managed with a physician, shouldn't have any long-term side effect because physicians should measure your blood at least twice a year. But know that this is not a hormone that you can manage yourself without seeing a specialist that knows how to do hormone management. So be aware and please be conscientious of trying to treat it yourself. Now, what are the signs and symptoms of testosterone deficiency? Like I said earlier, it starts to dip around 35. And if you're more stressed, it starts to dip faster. If you don't sleep well, it dips faster as well. If you don't eat a healthy diet, you eat more processed food like that's in a bag or a box or more carbohydrates like pastry, dessert, white bread, pasta, and red meat. And if you don't exercise and you are over BMI of 30, well, all of that accelerate the decline in your testosterone level on top of what's going on with Mother Nature as well too. So what are the signs and symptoms of low testosterone? Physical sign is reduced energy. Men will notice that they have less energy, less endurance, diminished work performance, decreased physical performance, loss of body hair, reduced beard growth, fatigue, tiredness, and you lose lean muscle mass, and you tend to develop more body fat around the love handles area, and even noticing some body fat around the breast area as well too. And symptoms like cognition symptoms, you can start noticing signs of depression symptoms, and you're just not as sharp as you used to be. You have reduced motivation, poor concentration, poor memory, and irritability. That's what I hear the most, is that the men notice that they're more irritable, they're fatigued, they have loss of motivation and loss of focus. They're just not as sharp as they used to be when they were younger. And you will notice those symptoms around probably late 30s or early 40s as well. And the sexual signs and symptoms are reduced sex drive, as well as a reduced firmness in your erection. Now, testosterone alone is not the treatment for erectile dysfunction. It contributes to it, but it's not alone. Studies have shown that correcting testosterone alone does not fix your ED. You have to look at other factors that may contribute to ED, which is high blood pressure, diet, exercise, as well as other lifestyle changes as well. So to just know that before you assess your testosterone level, you have to get blood work. And the blood work is really the same way as you would get cholesterol or blood sugar. You just go into the lab and they get your blood from your veins and you have to measure your testosterone level. Now, I want to mention this, that there are two types of testosterone that are being measured, total testosterone and free testosterone. Just know that the total testosterone is floating in your blood, but 98% of the testosterone is bound or connected to a protein called sex hormone binding globulin, which is SHBG. When it is bound in SHBG, it is not effective. Again, let me repeat, it's not effective. And the remainder is also bound to albumin, but it's not as tightly bound as with SHBG. So having said that, the free testosterone, or the testosterone that is effective for all the physical signs and symptoms that you hear me speak about earlier, is only 1 to 3%. 1 to 3% is the bioavailable testosterone that is floating in your blood. And in fact, you can calculate this without even measuring the free testosterone. And that's probably the best method, is calculation, because in the lab, there are variability. I just attended a sexual medicine conference held by Harvard Medical School, and it discussed that perhaps the best way to measure the free testosterone is by doing a formula where you input in albumin and then input in SHBG and the total testosterone, and that will give you the number of the free testosterone number at this time. Now, SHBG can be variable with obesity, diabetes, and chronic steroid use, as well as liver problem, thyroid problem, aging as well. So when your SHBG is high, it bounds more testosterone. Therefore, you have less testosterone available to be active. Therefore, you may have noticed symptoms earlier, but if your SHBG is low, then you will have more free testosterone available. And therefore, you may not notice the testosterone symptoms as much because your levels are still fair. Now, I want to stress that the range for testosterone is 300 to 900, right? That's the range, but doesn't necessarily mean that if you're in range that you don't have low testosterone. If you're symptomatic, meaning if you have the symptoms that I talked about earlier, of the physical signs and symptoms of low T compared to where you were 10 years ago, then you are symptomatic low T and you should get treated for it, even though you are within range. So what I'm trying to say is that let's say you're 55 now and your level is at 400 and you have all the signs and symptoms of low T, but then you see your doctor and they say, well, you're within range, you're normal. Well, you're not quite normal. You're just not yourself, because when you were in your early 30s, maybe you were functioning at a sweet spot between 700 level of testosterone, and that's where you feel the best. So now you're at 400, you don't feel the best. Even though you're within range, you're not normal. So keep that in context, that if you're symptomatic, you have low T. And it is good to see a hormone specialist doctor who can do your blood work, do a thorough evaluation, and get you on the appropriate hormone regimen. Now, also note that if you're over 40, you should get your PSA level measure as well as your testosterone measure as well, too. And just know that testosterone is a pivotal hormone for men and that it tends to drop after the age of 35, and be attuned to the symptoms that I mentioned, and that especially if you feel that your libido is less and your erection is not as firm, you're not having as much energy, you're a little bit more irritable, it's time to get that hormone level checked. It's going to make a big difference in your quality of life and even will help you live longer as well too, because it's also protective for cardiac health. And just know that the American Urologic Society had come out with guidelines that said testosterone does not, and I emphasize, does not contribute to prostate cancer. And if managed properly and follow up with a doctor, it is essential treatment. But again, you need to get your blood level checked, because one of the side effects of testosterone is high red blood cell count, which is called erythrocytosis, and that needs to be monitored, because if you have high red blood cell count, that will be prone for you to get a clot, because your blood tends to be more viscous. And the way to treat that is easy. You just go get a blood donation. Go to American Red Cross and donate your blood, and that will lower it. But one thing to note is that testosterone do decrease sperm count. So if you're a young man and you want to have children, it will decrease your sperm count. And that if you're on testosterone, you get off of testosterone, studies have shown about 50% of men do not go back to the numbers that they made before they got on testosterone. So the decrease in sperm count may be irreversible in about 50% of men. Well, how do you go about that? Well, if you want to have children, you can go about that by donating sperm at a sperm bank and have it frozen. You can use it when you want to have children and therefore allow you to be on testosterone replacement therapy. And there are other alternatives as well too that will help preserve fertility, which I cannot go into it at this point. But the point I want to stress is that low testosterone or low T is going to happen. Be aware for it and know that there are treatments to supplement this. There's a lot of misinformation out there regarding testosterone. I just came back from a sexual medicine conference and testosterone, and it is safe to do as long as you follow with a medical doctor at this point and follow blood work appropriately. And I hope you find this helpful. I will really appreciate if you like and comment and subscribe to the channel. Let me know what you think of this and what other topic you'd like me to talk about. And on top of that, I want to let you know that if you have any questions, I created the Modern Man Club. It's a coaching program where I will coach you for natural research solution to get out of ED or even maintain your sexual health. I'm a big believer in prevention and maintenance. So join me in the Modern Man Club here. You can check it out or in the banner below. And just know that you can have sexual vitality until the day you die. I'll see you next episode. Are you struggling and frustrated in finding a solution for ED? Well, I have just the thing for you. It's called the Modern Man Club, led by yours truly, Dr. Ann. Together, we're redefining male sexuality and embracing a holistic approach to overcoming ED without medication or surgery. I will provide a protective environment
for a community and proven strategy to overcoming ED. It is a safe place, expert coaching by me and my team. We provide holistic approach to overcoming ED and an empowering community of men with ED supporting one another and lots of educational resources. Visit mensexualityclub.com at the link here on my right and connect with us and reclaim control over your sexual health. I'll see you there.
Thanks for listening to the Sexual Health for Men podcast. If you love this episode, then please take a screenshot on your phone and post it on Facebook, Instagram, or wherever you post. And be sure to tag me and let me know why you like this episode and what you like to hear in the future. That will help me know what's great for you, and I would love to give you the most incredible free gift designed to help you improve performance quickly. Go to my website at sexualhealthformenpodcast.com to get the book, The 5 Common Costly Mistakes Men Make When Facing ED. I would appreciate it if you subscribe, leave a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen, and just know that you can have sexual vitality for life. I appreciate you. Until next time.